wrong week. Quit sniffing glue.
Hello.
Hey, Jeff, how are you doing?
God, man, what a day I'm having. I'm sorry, dude.
You're all over the board today.
Oh, man, it's the day before my wedding, so I've got people in town from Tennessee and all over the place, Massachusetts, New Hampshire, and I just went to lunch with my sister. I haven't seen her in 11 years, and I was an hour late to work, so that's
First and foremost, congratulations. Are you totally psyched?
Oh, yeah, without a doubt.
Looks like I picked the wrong week to quit amphetamines.
That's awesome.
It flows naturally. She's my high school sweetheart, so there was no other choice. I'm sure you remember her, probably, even. She was there with you.
Yeah, that was great. We had a great time last time.
We sure did. And thanks for having us up on stage with all our listeners and stuff. We sang that Kiss song. That was so cool.
We did rock and roll all night. I'll never forget it. Plus, that place is hard to forget because it's such a beautiful place to play. I mean, with the whole canyon behind you, it's awesome.
Yeah, and lots of pink cowboy hats.
lots of black and white and pink. There's a lot of cowboy hats out there.
For CeCe, I mean.
Yeah, of course, absolutely.
Yeah. So how's things going?
Things are great. We're in Indianapolis tonight out of Verizon Wireless Center out here, and it's a sold-out show. We're just psyched to be playing, man. It's great.
With Warren and Quiet Riot and all those guys?
Yeah, we take those guys out this year. You know, Poison every year headlines and takes out we just take out some acts that we think we're going to have a great time with on the road and the fans are going to like. And this year we put together probably our absolutely biggest production we've ever taken out on the road, and it's just been, the reviews have been insane, and it's just been going great.
Well, I don't know, that's going to be kind of hard to beat what you guys have done in the past.
But no, we got to beat this year.
My gosh.
Yeah, what we did is it's bitching because, again, the set itself.
Right.
You know, we changed everything around. We got all these new moving lights, a bunch more pyro, and then we brought out these, they're almost like flame shooter jet engines that open up the whole show. So it's pretty cool.
You know, I know a guy who actually burns cars with a jet engine. Would you like me to give him a call for
you? Yes, please. We may need a little extra that night. But anyway, on Saturday, August 11th, we're going to be out at the Playfair race course and to be up there to see you guys.
And even more pyros, man. I can't believe you could squeeze more pyros on stage, having been up on stage with you before.
Absolutely.
It's amazing.
Now, what are we going to do this year to top last year for you guys? What do we do? Maybe we bring your ass up there for Talk Dirty to Me. And we blow everything up at the end and we get you up there and get a couple listeners up there just going crazy again.
I think that would be very sweet.
Well, what we should do is some kind of big ass after party and stuff, and we'll have like a kind of a second reception thing happening.
I think we can handle that.
Okay.
Cool.
Regardless of anything else, it's a great show and we're coming up there to have a blast. And like I said, you know, this year the show's great and we've got all kinds of pyro and stuff blowing up and added a bunch. As far as Poison goes, we've just been, you know, it's been very fortunate. We've got some diehard fans and some new generation fans that are out there raising hell, so it's awesome.
This has always been a Poison that neck o' the woods for you, I know.
Yes.
I don't see how you can get more pyros on stage, though. I'm sorry. I just don't see without the stage actually physically blowing up. I mean,
oh, yeah. You're going to see.
Should we bring
cool.
the wieners, a wiener roast?
Yeah, you'll be done. That and a few marshmallows will be all good.
All right. S'mores with Poison, everyone.
Yes.
Playfair, August 11th. Tickets on sale through GMB. Select a seat. Let's do that Unskinny Bop.
Looks like I picked the wrong week to quit smoking.
Hey, this is Brett Michaels of Poison, and you're listening to my good friend from the stage, Jeff Scott at Rock 94.5, Spokane's best rock.
I hear it coming. Mr. CeCe DeVille, do that Unskinny Bop. Just another one in old PG, yeah.
What's that? What the f*** is going on?
Sugar, sugar.
Rock 94.5.
They weren't actually taping that night. We were up there singing on stage with you, were they? I mean, do
you know what?
Do we have royalties coming or anything?
If they do, I'll give you it. If I can find it, I'll give it to
you. It's probably like $3, right?
No. We got it all that stuff logged for stuff. So if we have it, I'll dig it up. Fine.
For insurance purposes.
Absolutely.
I swear they were never there. You know, I do have to say, though, that everybody was having such a great time. They stole all your stuff as they left the stage. What was up with that?
It just happens sometimes.
Oh, man. I'm like, please, leave the mic stand for the poor guy. He's got to finish up the show.
There was nothing left.
There was nothing. No bandanas. I think I saw about 1,000 guitar picks go off the mic stand.
Yeah, everything was just gone.
Leave your stuff alone, man.
It doesn't matter. They take it anyway. It's all right. We find more stuff.
All right. Power to the People was an awesome CD. Kind of snuck it out on us last year. We rolled a couple tracks for you when you were nearing the gorge, I remember. We're on the phone with Brett Michaels. Poison, what's next on the slate?
Well, you know what, for us, Power of the People was great for us to go in and make just to go in and get in there with CC, Bobby, Ricky, and myself, get in and be writing again. And
yeah, because you had been apart for a long time, right?
Well, it had been for us, for CC and me, it had been since 93. You know, we got in a huge fist fight, and Poison was out, obviously, with Native Tongue and Crack a Smile and the Greatest Hits record, which had some new songs on. Mm-hmm. But when we came back with Power to the People, which was, we started in on 99 and 2000, it was just great to be back in there with CC, Bobby, Ricky, myself, just writing and playing. And then this year, we're getting ready when this tour finishes sometime in September, October. We'll go back into the studio and get a chance to do a brand new album, 12 new songs that we've been starting to work on this whole tour. We're just totally psyched to be making music, you know?
Yeah. And you are like the ultimate party band. If something's going on at the lake over the weekend, you got to pull out the Poison CD and throw it in there, you know?
It seems to have taken on a life form of its own. We've sort of become like the Grateful Dead of hard rock. You know, they just come out and party, and it's like we got the whole football thing going on. All the tailgaters are already here at Verizon.
Oh, right.
You know, so it's very cool. It's a whole thing goes on out in the parking lot, and then Poison comes on, and the whole place just blows up, so it's great.
And if you want to meet CC, wear the pink cowboy hat.
You have to. It's the only possible way to meet them.
Okay, well, I really appreciate your time today and getting us all pumped up for the big show here on Saturday, August 11th at Playfair. Tickets on sale through GMV Select the Seat or see them online at rock945.com.
Hey, man, thank you very much, Jeff, and I'll see you up there in Spokane.
Can't wait, bud.
All right.
And remember, roast your wieners by the pyrotechnics. Bring a full pack. You may need them with Poison.
Rock 94.5.